three new shipments of orange juice bound for import to the United States tested positive for the fungicide carbendazim, while seven shipments tested negative, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's latest weekly report posted Thursday. Since sampling began in January, a total of 27 samples have tested positive at 10 parts per billion or higher, the level at which the FDA detains shipments or refuses their entry, while 78 shipments have tested negative. The latest report is disappointing news for a citrus industry concerned about anything that could tarnish the image of orange juice, especially after the previous weekly FDA report, issued February 23rd, contained the good news that there had been no new positive findings. Carbendazim is not allowed for use on orange trees in the U.S., but is legal in Brazil. The Brazilian citrus industry in recent weeks has announced it is taking steps to curtail carbendazim use on oranges. Carbendazim first became a concern to the citrus industry in early January when the Food and Drug Administration announced that a juice company had advised the agency that it had detected low levels of the fungicide carbendazim in its and competitors' marketed products and in some orange juice concentrate not on the market. The FDA later confirmed that it was Coca-Cola that reported the detection of carbendazim in orange juice. The news was of great concern in Florida because approximately 95% of all Florida oranges go into orange juice, much of it into a blend of Florida and Brazilian juice. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.